And the volunteers. Would you say so? Yes? No? Great. So we're going to keep on keeping on educating here in Baltimore, additional schools and Councilwoman Helen Holton's district and other districts throughout Baltimore City, and just keep doing great things and teaching financial literacy. So we thank you for having us. I would also like to thank all of our sponsors, the Weinberg Foundation. Unfortunately, they couldn't be with us today. Citigroup, M&T Bank, Harbor Bank. Did I leave anyone out? No? All right, anyone that I left out?
Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve Bank?
Provident.
Provident Bank? Oh, definitely Provident Bank. Anyone that I omitted, we say thank you very much.
And the councilman's over here is strategizing about getting some other banks on board. We'll talk about that later.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. So I would introduce to you Donna Bryant.
Anybody know what I'm doing?
No.
Kids are honest. I have no idea what you're doing. Do you know what you're doing?
No.
That was a rhetorical question. You have to answer. What I'm doing is looking each of you in the eyes. Because when you grow up, you're going to find out that you don't do business with governments or companies. You do business with people. And there's nobody in this world just like you. There are 6 billion people in the world. 6 billion. And God made no one as an exact copy. Everybody's original. And what amazes me, and I know your incredible principal knows this, because this is what she infuses into you all the time. What amazes me is how everybody wants to bounce a ball like Michael Jordan. How they want to dance like Michael Jackson. Or God forbid, they want to be like Dennis Rodman. I don't understand that. But we're all trying to be like somebody else. But if you perfect being like somebody else, if you get really good at being like somebody else, you're still a what?
Original.
No, let's assume that you, I mean, that's a good answer, but you're a step ahead of me. Let's assume that you try to be like somebody else. Sean John or Snoop or whatever, or my mentee, Tyrese. You know who Tyrese is? Too Fast, Too Furious. I'm his mentor. Let's assume that you perfect being like Tyrese. You shave all your hair off and get big muscles. Are you an original or are you a copy?
Copy.
Copy.
Very good. What'd you say? Very good. What's your name? England?
Kayla.
She's like, get the name right. Kayla. Give Kayla a round of applause. There's nobody just like you in the entire world. So I have this question to ask you. Do you want to be rich?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Look, you got bank presidents in here. Where's Joe? Where's the CEO of Harbor Bank? This is big baller shot caller. Right? This is rich. That's what rich looks like. And he's just so cool, he's just sitting there, making money. He probably made $1,000 in the last 20 minutes while I've been talking, he's sitting there. That's who you want to be, big baller, shot caller. So I'm going to ask you one more time, because the man is here, he can hire you, he can give you a loan, he can make you a homeowner, small business owner. And by the way, that's not a tan, that's a black man. Tell you what, let me wherever you go around the country, you see the same tired black man. Got on some tired jeans, a white t-shirt, a fake gold, white gold chain, talking about, yo, what's up? Not you. I was in Chicago 2 days ago, and this beautiful lady came up to get an award, and she came up, she's a banker, and I said, young man, you see what you're looking at here? And they said, oh, what are you looking at? I said, you're looking at a gainfully employed black woman. She got benefits, she got a job, she got net worth. She don't need your raggedy rear end unless you got an education, unless you got something to offer. That is a real black man. That's your role model. You one more time, because he wasn't impressed with that last response, were you? It's kind of weak. I'm gonna ask you one more time. Do you want to be rich?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little better. So if you want to be rich, here's the first thing you need to know. There's a difference between being broke and being poor. Being broke's an economic condition. But being poor is a disabling frame of mind and a depressed condition of your spirit, and you must vow never, ever, ever to be poor again. Don't let anybody tell you what you cannot do. Don't let anybody tell you what you cannot do. Don't let anybody tell you what you cannot be. How old are you?
11.
11. How old are you? 11. Okay, how old are you? 13. Okay. How old are you? How? 7. 11. All right. You got to speak up, brother. You know what I'm saying? How old are you?
9.
9? Early learner. Okay. How old are you?
10.
10. Okay. 10 years old. Between 9 and 13. About the range. Check this out. I grew up in this place called Compton, California, which makes Baltimore... Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh, now I got speech credit. Oh, okay, all right. Before, he's like, oh, you know, he's from the suburbs. You know, he ain't got nothing going on. But see, now, you know what Compton is?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Compton makes Baltimore look like a luxury community. So I go to Compton, California, and my mother would notice that all the kids in Compton would kind of dress the same way. Now, the uniform today, which I can't stand, as I mentioned, is these jeans and this t-shirt. The uniform in Compton back in my day was these brown khakis. And they had a crease down both sides. And the crease down the pants were so tight, the pants would stand up all in the corner all by themselves. You didn't want to wash the pants because you'd mess up the crease. The pants were funky, but you know, that's all right. They look good. Everybody dressed in the same way. But I wanted, you know, I grew up, I wanted to be popular, so I wanted to dress like that. But my mother decided that she wasn't going to let me dress that way. My mother knew that groups don't succeed, individuals do. So my mother decided to dress me funny, councilwoman. Now, councilwoman, see, she's fine. This is a fine black woman here. Fine. She got a job. A good one. But my mother decided, I don't know how I got on that topic. My mother decided to dress me funny. Now, when I say funny, I don't mean funny as in like Chris Rock funny. I don't mean that. I mean funny as in like weird. See, my mother would dress me, I'm 10 years old, in a three-piece suit, purple, hush velvet, velour accents, with a ruffled shirt, visualize, and a big, 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 big bow tie. She understands. And my mama, notice I said mother before, I'm now saying mama. My mama would send me to school dressed like this in, say it, something. I got my natural rear end whipped every single day. And the kids, you know, I said, why would he dress like this? He's got to have some paper in his pocket, translation, some money. I was so broke I couldn't pay attention. But I said, why else would he dress like this? So he opened the lapel of this suit, Miss Hughes. It didn't say, designed by Sean John. It didn't say, designed by Giorgio Armani. It didn't say, designed by Joe Haskins. It said, designed by Nita. My mama's name is Juanita Smith. Mama made these ugly suits and sent me to school in Compton. I wanted to strangle my mama. I love my mama. But why would my mother do this to me? I didn't understand it. I got beat up every single day. But then, you know, when you start dressing differently, you begin to act differently. So I had a little briefcase in my hand, had nothing in it, but I carried the briefcase to school. I used to wear Stacy Adams shoes, and I'd sell Stacy Adams by mail order to my teachers. And then I noticed the kids would detour to the liquor store and buy candy to be late for school. I said, it's a travesty before God that my friends are getting pink slips. Besides that, I thought I'd make a buck. So I went to the guy who was selling candy and said, you're selling the wrong kind of candy. He said, go away, little boy. I know what I'm doing. I've got a college degree. I said, that's nice. I got cabbage. You're selling the wrong kind of candy. So to shut me up, he hired me as a box boy. Now, all of you guys are going to get a job at some point, I hope. Thank you. When you get a job, understand, when you work as a box boy, it's kind of like working at McDonald's. It's not a career path, right? You work there, you get in, you learn your lesson, and you keep on moving. I worked there for 3 weeks, long enough to learn how to buy wholesale and sell retail. Now, how much is a bar of candy today? 65 cents, you shop at Walmart, how much? $0.65. 99 cents, you getting took, all right. 95 cents, you getting took too. How much? $1, you really getting took. All right, so between 50 cents, let's just say between 50 cents and $1. Let's assume for the moment, just for simple math, it's $1. Now, is that wholesale or retail?
Retail.
Very good. Now, if they're buying it at retail, that means that they bought it at wholesale. So I saw on the side of the box, it said Iris Food Store. So I quit. And I went and bummed $40 off my mother, went to Iris Food Store, we bought the candy wholesale. So if you buy it at 50 cents, that's what?
Wholesale.
And you sell it at $1, that's what?
Retail.
One more time, you buy it at 50 cents, that's what?
Wholesale.
You sell it at $1, that's what?
Retail.
Fast learners, give them a round of applause. Very good. First lesson in economics. So I bumped $40 off my mother, went to Iris Food Store, got the candy. I ate through half the inventory. I hate candy to this day. Sold the other half of the inventory. Opened at, how old did I say I was?
10
years of age. Opened the neighborhood candy house in the den of my mother's home. Made $300 a week. Is there anybody in here that likes to make $300 a week? Oh, okay, now we got their attention. Then I found girls and lost the business with a recurring theme in my life, but, which is why I got one wife today. Sheila Kennedy Bryant, she's fine too. So at 10 years of age, I made $300 a week, which basically meant I could do anything in this world if I willed it. Anything. Now, here's the second lesson of economics. It's called the 10% rule. If you want to be rich, you got to save. So when you make $1,000, you didn't make $1,000, you made $900. When you make a $500, you didn't make $500, you made $450. When you make $100, you didn't make $100, you made $90. What am I doing? What? Saving 10%. Where am I saving 10%?
The bank.
Very good. The bank. Very good. Now, you say, I'm going to get to this one in a second. The third lesson of economics, and I'm going to wrap this up. I know I'm boring you, and I know you guys want me to stop talking, and you don't really like what you're hearing. So I'm going to stop. I got low self-esteem, so I'm going to stop in a minute. I'm not feeling the love, you know. I'm not connecting with you, right? You're not hearing me, right? There's three types of people, like three types of birds. There are eagles, there are buzzards, and there are turkeys. Now, eagles don't fly in packs. You've never seen a flock of eagles. Teachers, am I right? You've never seen a flock of eagles. An eagle is a high altitude bird. An eagle's nest is made of sharp little twigs. Message: if you get big enough, when you're pushing up against the inside of that nest, you better get up and go get a job. Talking about you 49 years old living with your mama. Is there anybody in here want to be 49 years old and living with your mama?
No.
My brother over here said, I'm a mama's boy. I want to live with my mama. I understand, I'm a mama's boy too, I guess. Or do you want to be 49 years old and able to give to your mother?
Yes.
That's the answer. Good. Now, there's a second type of bird. They are called buzzards. Buzzards are low altitude birds. I'm not looking at you for any reason, Teddy. Buzzards are low altitude birds. Listen now. Buzzards love packs. Buzzards are always stepping on your head to elevate themselves. Buzzards are always player hating, never player congratulating. Buzzards always have something negative to say about somebody. Anybody here know any buzzards?
Yeah.
All right. Don't listen. Don't look at the person next to you. Okay. But now, the worst kind of bird. The worst kind of bird is a turkey. Because a turkey's got wings and can't even fly. All they do is profile. Trying to be something they are
not.
Very good. Translation. Parking your leased Cadillac on the front lawn of your rented apartment building. So what kind of bird do you want to be?
Eagle.
We're going to get back to you in a minute. That was really weak. We're going to get back to that in 1 second. Let me just ask you this. We'll go back to the 10% rule. And I'm going to wrap up now. You said you want to be rich. You don't need to be a movie star. You don't have to be an athlete to be rich. You can be a teacher. You can be, Martin Luther King Jr. said, if you can be a trash collector, be the best trash collector the world has ever seen. Check this out. You're now, you said 10, right? You're 10 years of age. In 7 years, you're going to get a job. You're going to go to Citibank, or you're going to go to Provident, or M&T, or ING, or Harbor Bank, and get a job. Or the state of Maryland, there are people from the state of Maryland here, or the district. And you can get a job, and you can make part-time about $1,000 a month. Now, when you make $1,000 a month, you're going to practice what rule? The 10% rule. Which means, when you make $1,000 a month, you're going to save what? $900, that'd be good. No. You're going to save how much? 10%. How much is 10% of $1,000? $100. Very good. Now, check this out. Listen. You're going to save $100 a month from age 17 to age 60. You'll be worth $4.3 million. I'll repeat that. You're going to save $100 a month from age 17 to age 60. You're going to be worth how much?
$4.3 million.
Give them a round of applause. So I want to gonna ask you one more time. Now you got big ballers, shot callers all up in here. They can give you a job, they can hook you up, but they don't know you. Let me ask you one more time. If you're not passionate about your life, nobody else will. What kind of bird do you wanna be?
Eagle!
Say it one more time like God Almighty can hear you. What kind of bird do you wanna be?
Eagle!